Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good evening, everyone. Great day in New York City. You like wet. Well, I'm waiting for one of my guests to call in. We have a very special guest for today. Please look at her number that she's supposed to call in on and call in. We have Broadway actress Rena Strober. Oh, yes. And Rena, if you're listening, you should have called in by now. Rena is currently in the Broadway show White Lies with Christy Carlson Romano, Jimmy Ray Bennett, Andrea Grano, and Tuck Watkins, Peter Scolari, and Betty Buckley. This is an all-star cast of a very good show. Rena's been doing this for quite some time. I tell you what, until Rena calls in, why don't we just play a little Nancy Lombardo comedy, and I'll see if I can get in touch with her.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that Panera food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Rena, I see you. There you are. Rena Strober. Good thing I always have backup plan, too, when my guests don't call in on time.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I was trying to get everything organized.
Trying to get that cup of coffee. Oh, we have guests on already in the chat room, which is nice. And I see we already have a caller. Okay, Rena Strober. You've known coast to coast for her Broadway and TV performances, to her one-woman show, to concerts on stage at Lincoln Center Town Hall and numerous venues. She's currently starring in White Lies on Broadway, where she hilariously shines in numerous roles. All right, Rena, that's enough about you.
Good morning.
There you go. Rena's calling in. It says on my other phone, too. Good morning, Rena. I love you in White Lies. And I was talking to someone else this morning, a fellow friar, Mark Feinson, who said, I just went to see this show, and this one woman really stood out. She played all these roles. And I said, that's our Rena.
Oh, it was another friar?
Another friar. There's talk. I'm telling you, people are talking about the show.
Oh,
but they're especially
great.
Talking about Rena Strober, the woman of many wigs and faces. I told Mark I know one way to get all the friars down there, and that's if they knew how little you were wearing during the whole show.
Exactly. Exactly. If they knew I was in my underwear, they would all be there.
Underwear beyond that. And what's interesting about this show, it's Betty Buckley, Tuck Watkins, Christy Romano, Carlson Romano, Jimmy Ray Bennett, Andrea Grano, Rena Strober, of course, Peter Scolari.
It's a
lot of singing talent there.
Mm-hmm. Could all probably do the musical version of White Flies. But
yes, I wrote that in there. Yes. I think it would make a great musical, to tell you the truth. You are fantastic.
Thanks.
You are fantastic in it, I must say. And we've already got a caller, and I don't know who it is. Are you ready for a caller? Is it too early for you? All right.
No, it's not too early. I'm awake.
All right, let's see who's calling in. Hello, caller? Are you there? Oh, caller's on air.
Oh.
They just they must be listening. Some people listen while they're on it.
Oh.
All right, caller.
It was a prank call.
754, we'll be back to you, okay, caller? Okay. I don't know who it is. It's a 212 number.
Maybe it's my mother calling me to tell her to call her.
Now, the thing about Rena Strober, for those of you who don't know Rena Strober, is that she's an incredible Broadway actress. Let's take Rena Strober through her career. Rena, start us out.
Oh, Lord. I might need a glass of wine at 10 a.m. for this one.
Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
so how did it start? When did you get the bug, Rena?
Probably when I was around 4 or 5, when my mother put me into ballet class, and I just loved being on stage, but in ballet they wouldn't let you talk, so I became very frustrated with that, and immediately went into I went to theater camp. I spent my summers, 5 summers, at Sage Door Manor Performing Arts Center, the famous camp that now is in the movie Camp, and there's a documentary, and a lot of really cool people have come out of there. And then after my summers there and after high school, I continued on with my education, Skidmore College in upstate New York in Saratoga Springs, and continued to study because I definitely believe that people don't get off buses. I mean, with reality TV, it's a little different now, but for the most part, to have a very long career in this industry, I do believe and support getting an education in it. So I went to college and went to Skidmore and got my bachelor's of science, actually, in drama. And then moved to Los Angeles after that to do a play. And then in Los Angeles, booked the national tour of Les Miserables out of L.A. and went on tour for a few years as a Cosette understudy. And then they moved me to the Broadway company after touring for about a year and a half and then came to New York with a Broadway job, which was heaven.
And what was your Broadway job?
They moved me into the Broadway company of Les Miserables.
And you were?
The same track. I was a Cosette understudy and slash hair hag, which is my feature ensemble part. So, I mean, it's a big ensemble musical, you know, for anyone who's seen it. So all the women play, you know, tons of different roles. And then I performed the role of Cosette on Broadway about 15, 20 times. No, she never dies.
She never dies? Oh, Cosette, is that the little girl?
She's the older version of the little girl in the black
older.
Dress.
Oh, I can see you as that.
Yeah.
Well, I actually
like
describe, for those of you listening, what she looks like as a Botticelli's Venus.
That's pretty accurate.
Well, you have a fair complexion, long red hair.
Yeah, some Jewish curves on me.
No, no, but you're Tudor. You're Jewish and Italian, right? Is that correct?
No, I'm 100% Jewish.
I guess because you. Oh, I know why I thought you.
Yeah.
You were both.
I mean,
okay.
Well,
I
could be both, but No, I just have a very strong
love. See, I was giving
love.
It up for the Italians right there, and I was like, oh, we lost another one. You sing so good that I assume. Let me see if this caller is still on the line. Caller, okay. Are you there? Oh, wait, caller's muted? No, caller. Can't hear you, caller, if you're there. Caller on air. I don't wonder who it is. I'll have to call them and find out. But so then you from there, okay, we're still moving along.
And then
along.
I was on Broadway, and then I decided to leave the company just because I'd been doing the show for so long. And
how long did you do it for?
On Broadway, I was on for eight months.
Eight months. Wow. What are you doing, cooking?
No, I don't know what that noise is.
Oh, maybe it's somebody. 754? Caller?
I wonder what that is.
The caller has, what they do is they don't know that I've actually clicked them on the air.
Oh.
So
speak up.
All right, caller, I'll come back to you. I'm hanging up on you. I'm not hanging up. I'm putting you on hold. Just go to my chat room, caller, if you're there. I don't know. I'm going to have to call them on the other line. So then, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, so, and then I left, and I just started doing a plethora of regional theater. Sometimes it's better. Broadway is wonderful, but you don't always get to play the roles that you want because it's so competitive. So I started to branch out to some of the really wonderful regional theaters where I can play principal roles and in new musicals. A lot of new work is done regionally. So I've worked at La Jolla Playhouse, Les de Zhivago, with Des Mackinoff, and Long Wharf in Connecticut, and Goodspeed Opera House, and Portland Center Stage. So for the last 10 years, I've gone, to do a lot of different regional productions.
But not only Broadway, Rena Strober. You also have done television, film.
Yeah. I feel like I finally
know what
was
you. What you? Go ahead. Slow down. It's radio, not TV.
I was still on the theater track. You skipped to TV. television. I did Law and Order, which is, I don't think you're a Broadway performer until you have a Law and Order credit.
I'm jealous.
So I was very excited to finally do a Criminal Intent, but that was about 4 years ago.
What
I still get residual checks, though. I played as the owner of a baby store. It was like, one of those one scene things, and I got to work with Jessica Hecht, and it was fun. It's a totally different medium. It's wonderful, and there's not as many lines. There's no music, and you can mess up, and then they say stop, and then they do it again. I'm just working until you get it right, and it's lovely.
Unlike your show White Lies, in which you have so many roles, I was hysterical. I wrote it into the review. If anybody can read it, my review on the radio show here. There's one scene which I almost didn't catch. And when I did, I fell out of my chair, which was the bathroom door in the strip club.
Oh. Yeah, it's a little shameless on my part, but it was actually, I used to just throw myself up against that door. And then after we had an invited dress, there was a man, a friend of one of the actresses, was like, you should try sliding down that door instead of just walking away from it. So the next night, I slid down that door, not telling any of the actors on stage that's what I was going to do. And the actors had to hold for a good 5 minutes while the audience just composed themselves.
It was hysterical.
it's totally shameless, but
I got to say, White Lies would make a good musical.
I know. I have to tell the producers that. You already
got a
musical
cast. But now, you also have a CD out?
I do. My CD, Finding Home, which is the soundtrack to a one-woman show that I wrote and produced off-Broadway two falls ago. Wow, time flies.
Say the name.
It's called Spaghetti and Matzo Balls is my one-woman show. I've done it in and out. I've done it around New York for the last 4 years. I took it to Leeds, England this past summer as part of a festival. I did it in Los Angeles. It's going to be on Crystal Cruise next year. And it's this, it's...
Oh, really?
Everyone,
you're taking it on a cruise ship?
Yeah, Crystal invited me to go out. I was supposed to take it out this March, but I had to be in rehearsals for White Lies. So,
Oh, wow.
I had to cancel, but...
I just want to, while we're early in the show, if you want to see the person that I'm interviewing right now, just go to www.renastrober.com, and you can see a picture of her there. Very
Yay.
Lovely, Rena, along with ordering her CD, if you want, which is a great CD. Speaking of which, let's get to some of your music, because you're not just a Broadway actress. You're also a wonderful singer, and I want to know, do you write all these songs yourself?
Mostly. No, they were mostly picked. They all sort of came to me at different times in my life. They were just sort of, and they all tell a story. It's not a CD just of, like, a bunch of hits. It's, as I said before, the soundtrack to the show that I do.
So you didn't write these? I thought you did for some reason.
No. They're mostly covers. There was one that was written for the show by my friend.
And which one was that?
It's actually not on the physical CD. It's that All This Was Meant to Be, but I don't know if we can play that, because there's a curse word in there.
Which one has a curse word?
The last track is called All This Was Meant to Be.
All right. Why don't we? Well, let's see. I'm looking
but
to
it's
see
not
if
actually
I got
on
it
physical.
Up. I had a hard time. All This. Oh, I see All This. Okay.
Yeah. But the other ones are just all.
Here it comes.
Get that one.
It's all good. No, it's all great. I'm just the luckiest freaking Jew in the whole damn state. No regrets, because as far as I can see, all this shit was meant to be.
Closing song to my show.
Oh, I like that. I like it. Well, you can really see your range there, Rena. Mr. Mom's in the chat room, and he said, sounds like a hoot. He really. Oh, he compared your music to my music. I like that.
I love that.
To my Cray to the Z song. Who is Mr. Mom? Do I know you, Mr. Mom, who's listening in? We've got a couple of guests online. Our caller gave up, I think, and hung up.
Oh,
he was listening to my Momedy show. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mom, for listening to two shows at once. Mm-hmm. So somebody was listening to my Momedy show when they couldn't click on this one. Now they're back in. Oh, that's very funny then. Good. Yeah, that's great. So you do this. That would be great on a cruise. Your range. What was that last note you threw out there? It was 7.
Oh, Lordy. I have no idea. Something D-E-M-P. Who knows?
Past the range. Oh, this person's a first-time listener. How about that? You know, this was out on It's out on the Facebook, that's why.
I invited all of my friends on Facebook to listen.
Well, I've got a full chat room here. We lost our caller. Don't know where they went. I was trying to get them back on, but hopefully they'll call. So www.renastrober.com if you want to order her CD, we're going to play a couple more songs too within the course of the show.
Great.
Rena, how's the show doing? When can they go see the show? What are the dates? Do you have that there?
Of White Lies.
Well, you're a super Broadway star, Rena Strober.
Off Broadway. We opened last week. We have 8 shows a week. Our only dark night is Tuesday, so which means we have a Monday night show for anyone who wants to go to the theater Monday night when everything else is dark. They can come over to New World Stages.
Uh-huh.
And then we have 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday, matinees and nights. And we have such a good time on stage. Every show is a little different because the audience reacts differently. The cast
it's fun.
Is
I have to say, I tend to think when I read critiques of shows that if you go with the purpose of finding something wrong with the show, because by the virtue of your word, it's, your job title is critic, you will find something wrong with the show. But if you go and say, hey, I just want to forget about everything and just laugh. You know, I can throw reality out the window. I mean, people will go to Cirque du Soleil and go, ooh, look at that. To me, it's like lights and clowns. But this is, I thought there were a lot of funny lines in the show, a lot of funny moments. I just think people should not read things into it. Go for yourself and check it out. And
it's
also,
so
it's reasonably
fun.
Priced.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can, you can get tickets from $40 to $60.
Oh yes, and it's all if you're in any of the theater clubs.
TDS is $25 ticket.
And the set was fantastic. I love the use of multimedia set. It was a very stimulating show, and just that I don't know how you did. I'm trying to think how long you're on the show because you're almost on every 10 minutes.
I'm in almost every scene. A lot of times I just come in drunkenly, say something ridiculous, and exit. The only times I have to sit down backstage, I have like 4 or 5 minute blocks in act two. But for the most part, I'm either on stage or I'm changing costumes and wigs and lipsticks. I go through about 6 different lipsticks in the show. I have 2 different wigs.
Detail,
one is worn 2
over.
Different ways. It's lovely and schizophrenic, and I love when I walk out of the stage door, people don't know who I am because they're like, okay, which one were you?
Well, you look the most like you in the first scene.
Yeah, as that character. Apparently there was...
Looking at the leggings and the... you're naked, practically.
There was some couple in the audience sitting behind friends of mine who were arguing the whole time that the husband swore... The husband knew that I was the same person, but the wife refused to believe that it was the same person.
Oh, that's
good. And
she
was, you know, no, there's lots of actresses. No, it's one actress. So I was like, I got him. I fooled him. I had no idea.
Well, I caught on. After a while, I was like, wait a minute. And by the way, to go see Rena, if you do go see the show, go back and say, hi, Rena, I heard about you, and I wanted to say hello because I do know who you are.
Please do. We love seeing people afterwards.
So let's give them that again. That's www.whites, with an S, lies onstage.com. Whites, Lies on Stage. And Rena Strober for her CD is www.renastrober.com, and you can get her CD there. Now,
and you can link to the White Lies website on my site, too.
Oh, you can link to that. Good. Yeah. And you can watch your little videos. You actually sang at a Mets game.
Oh, yes. On home plate, Shea Stadium.
How was that? I was trying to figure out how you were doing that with the, because it was you were singing and then you would hear yourself later.
Oh, yes. It is probably the proudest New York moment a singer can have, especially born and raised in New York, to do the 7th inning stretch when all 85,000 people are actually there. It's really difficult. I have, a small mic in my ear, so I was just listening to myself. But you have to just tune out the delay, because if you start to listen to the delay, you start singing slow, and then you start singing flat, because you lose your key.
Yeah, I was wondering how you were going to do that, and I said, you know what, she's just going to keep singing and not listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I've done it before with friends. I've just never done it on my own, so
No, that was great. I love how you were elegantly dressed and you came out onto the field. It's on your
Rena
Strober website. Yeah. But you came out and you, I said, look at this, so tasteful, so tasteful.
I know. My big moment.
It is a big moment. Okay, let me see here. I have, I want to hear another one of your songs. Here's another one. Okay. And as you notice, listeners, as you're listening, Mr. Mom, thank you for Mr. Mom still in the chat room. The Broadway-like quality. Now, if I could say, which one's the one about the underwater? Is that Dreams? No, that's something else. Okay.
The Moon song, I Don't Want to Live on the Moon?
Yeah, nope, it didn't. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm looking for it here. I can't. There it is. Don't Want to Live There. Okay, let's play that one. That was fun.
Well, I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. So I'd like to look down at the earth from above. Soon I'd miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish. And an oyster and clam aren't real family. I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lion roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There are so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, I will dance on a moonbeam and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. So I'd like to look down at the earth from above. Soon I'd miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon.
That gave me chills, Rena.
Oh.
That was wonderful.
Thanks.
And the chat room thinks so, too. What are you saying, chat room? Wow, Rena has a great voice.
Thanks.
Yes, she does. Thank you, chat room.
Chat room.
Yeah. She says it back at you. Okay, yeah, that's nice, chat room. They're up here. I have a chat room next to the switchboard so that they can people can, instead of calling in, they just talk in. And that was wonderful. And what is that from?
It's called I Don't Want to Live on the Moon. It's actually from Sesame Street. Ernie sings it sitting in his window. And it's so my one-woman show.
Who wrote it? Do you know who wrote it by any chance?
Oh, gosh, I forgot his name, and I should know it. If you give me a second, I can probably look it up.
So tell me about
it. My one-woman show is, you know, in a nutshell about my being born and raised Jewish and getting very involved in the Italian world in New York and loving every second of it, and then sort of realizing that where my true love lies is amongst, you know, my own culture and my own history. And so this song just perfectly embodies you know, loving to go to other places, but always wanting to come back home again. And so while I was writing the show, I love the whole Sesame Street soundtrack. I have all the CDs, and it popped up on my iPod, and it just hit me at a moment where I was like, this is it. That's exactly what I need to say. And
well, you're not the first, by the way, to follow the Sesame Street path.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who else did it, because maybe before your time. Barbra Streisand.
Oh, really?
Yes, on one of her albums, she did Sing, which was from Sesame Street. Do you know Sing?
Oh, I love that. Oh, Jeff Moss. Sorry, Jeff Moss wrote that song, I Don't Want to Live on the Moon.
Oh, it's wonderful.
That, Jeff Moss.
But it's so wonderful. Yeah, so Barbra Streisand is another one who followed along with that.
And, of course, my inspiration in everything I do is Madeline Kahn, and one of my favorite episodes of The Muppet Show is when Madeline Kahn went on The Muppet Show, and I have she sings a little echo song that I have with Grover, and, yeah, she's definitely one of my mentors, the late, great Madeline Kahn, of course.
Oh, yeah, but it's not just that. I would have been, what did the chat room, that's too funny. I would have been part of the Italian world in Brooklyn, but we moved upstate when I was two.
It's never too late. Oh, you can always come back.
In my chat room. I got to find out who you are, Mr. Mom. Comedians here. But, now there's another song you did. Let me see if I could find it here. I might have to cheat a little because I'm not finding it on my switchboard. Oh, come on. Let's have some more Rena. Here we go.
Odiavo. Shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu, yavo shalom aleinu ve al kulam, od yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu. Shalom aleinu ve'al kulam. Salam aleinu ve'al kol ha'olam. Salam shalom. Salam aleinu. Odiavo shalom aleinu, odiavo shalom aleinu, odiavo shalom aleinu, ve al kulam. Odiavo shalom aleinu, odiavo shalom aleinu, odiavo shalom aleinu.
What does that mean?
That means, Odiavo Shalom Aleinu, peace will come unto us and to everybody. It's three different, Hebrew and Arabic. Salam is peace in Arabic. And Odiavo Shalom, and Shalom is peace in Hebrew. And, it's an Israeli pop song, actually, that's sung. There's a lot of pop versions of it. And that, again, it comes at a time in my show when I sort of rediscover how.
Say the
cool
name of your show again so people can look for it.
Spaghetti and Matzo Balls.
Spaghetti and Matzo Balls. It's Rena Strober at www.rena.strober, S-T-R-O-B-E-R, renastrober.com. More chatting about Rena here. Would Rena ever want to be in Rocky Horror Picture Show, or has she already?
Ooh, I love that show. I've never done a production of it. I sing whenever I go to karaoke, and if I have enough to drink, I'll get up and do Touch Me, because it's ridiculously fun to sing.
Oh. You should do that at the club.
Oh, my God, I should. Oh, we need the oxygen
totally
tank out
drop
for all the friars. Yeah, what a great show. That show is not done enough. We should bring back the midnight showings and everyone dresses up.
Well, I'd like to see it as a live show again. I mean,
it started
out
as a
live
a decade ago.
Yeah, but before that it was in England. It first came out, I believe, in 1970.
Oh, wow.
And they said that song has a Lion King sound to it from the chat room. And also the chat room says, very nice.
Thank you.
Very
I love
nice.
The chat room.
The chat room.
I want to take them with me everywhere I go.
They love you too, the chat room.
I'm in my pocket.
But I want to get some more songs in because I know you have to dash soon. What is the story behind Secret Service?
Oh, my goodness. One of my favorite songs, Secret Service Makes Me Nervous. This, I actually had all the lyrics rewritten by my wonderful friend Michael Kostroff from L.A., So I used to go to Rayo's, this wonderful Italian restaurant up in Spanish Harlem, and every Monday night when I would go, I was a guest of Sonny Grosso. He would have the table there, and every week there were different people eating in the restaurant. It's a tiny, tiny little restaurant with 10 tables, and the restaurant attracts, because it's so hard to get into, it attracts very interesting, powerful people. And at one evening I walked in, and Bill Clinton was there.
Oh, no. Where's this in Harlem?
This is in Spanish Harlem. Yep, 114th and Pleasant. And Bill Clinton is there, and of course, me being a Jewish girl from New York with brown hair, totally in love with him. And he's very, very charming, and I can't even think of the adjectives when I think of him because it just gets so cuckoldy.
You were overwhelmed.
I was overwhelmed, and I ended up getting up and singing for him.
Oh, wow.
And because I sang every week, I would get up and sing Don't Rain on My Parade, and so in the show, I sort of reenact the ridiculousness of that was me singing Don't Rain on My Parade with Barbra Streisand to Bill Clinton. And as soon as I'm sort of done telling that story, then I sing this song called The Secret Service Makes Me Nervous, which was rewritten about Bill Clinton. Yeah, so that's where that comes from.
Let's hear it. Here it comes.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to stand back.
The Secret Service makes me nervous. Those White House dicks get all their kicks when they observe us. Just when I cross the floor to tell you you're the very top, the Secret Service makes me nervous and I stop. They're always spying, no denying.
Ma'am, I don't want to have that.
They're always peeping, gumshoe creeping, private eyeing.
Please stand back.
Dear Mr. President, I'm hesitant to rave and rant. The Secret Service makes me nervous as I can't. Whatever I may do or say,
Oh, yes. Lots of love from the chat room. LOL.
Oh, yeah.
What is LMAO? LMFAO? What does that mean?
I think that's...
Oh, I know what it is. Okay,
yes,
got it.
Yes.
Don't say it. Duh. That's a fantastic song. Oh, the person is now peeing themselves. Okay, thank you for sharing.
Yay, that is my goal.
You have caused a bodily function on air.
Yay.
And
nothing
it's
makes
great.
Me happier.
I mean, I know it's technically off Broadway. I think of it as a Broadway show because it is a Broadway, White's Lies is a Broadway quality show. I'm sorry, I have to disagree. Technically, is it the amount of seats that makes it off Broadway?
Yep.
Or?
Yes, it's the fact that there's 350 seats and New World Stages is just under the off Broadway contract.
Barely.
Technically, it just means we're not paid the same as Broadway performers.
Oh, wow. And you have Betty Buckley up there?
You're right. It is a Broadway show because we've got Betty Buckley, Peter Scolari. We've got Broadway people on that stage.
And yummy Tuck Watkins.
Oh, dreamy Tuck Watkins, who, for anyone who is a fan of his on One Life to Live, now that he's back in New York, is shooting 30 more episodes. So if anyone out there is a David Vickers fan, then they will be able to see him.
He's on Desperate Housewives, isn't he?
Yes. Yes.
Desperate Housewives. And everyone knows Peter. How do you say his name? Am I mispronouncing it? I don't want to.
We always say it differently. He says Scolari. He says, like, the end as in Larry. We say Peter Scolari because we think he's fancy.
Like,
not.
Add the accent.
Scolari. He's Italian.
He's been on so many shows. I think he was nominated, if I remember correctly, for 3 Emmys on the Bob Newhart show.
Something like that.
I think he was Bob Newhart, but he's been on so many different things. And he was on a show with Tom Hanks, and he refers to himself as the other guy on that show.
Oh, and they did a tribute to Bosom Buddies on the TV Land Awards a few weekends ago. And he flew out there, and him Tom Hanks got up and accepted this award. It was really, really cool.
And I thought I saw him in a Tom Hanks movie, too. I'll have to go back.
Probably.
And
they're very good friends still, so I'm sure they
Well, that's right. And Betty Buckley, who is the voice of Broadway.
Oh,
you know, I think she's terrific. I was just, the thing that impressed me, and poor you and Jimmy Ray Bennett, am I saying his name correctly? Jimmy Ray Bennett, play all the roles, but the both of you just play each role so differently. It's just you're both a joy, but Rena, I swear, it's just like how you don't steal the show, I don't know. Because now tell me, is it you as the Chinese girl?
Yes, it is.
All right.
She's Japanese.
Ooh, yeah, you know why.
Oh, my God. I just like to offend everybody.
I did
everybody
not know.
Else.
Now, I would have to say you did trick me on that one, that I didn't know that was you. You did get me there. I didn't know that one was you. And you're just so good in White's Lies. And has it been extended yet? Do you know what's going on?
Well, we're sort of open-ended. I know Betty Buckley has signed on for the first 8 weeks. So come out and see that. And then you never know
worth
theater.
It. You will not, and the theater is so great because every seat is a good seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no bad seat in the theater.
There's not one bad seat in the theater, but it is just fun. It is pure escapism. And if you're a Rena Strober fan, as I am, www.renastrober.com, you can get her CD there. Go see this show because it is just, you need a laugh. You need a laugh.
Yeah, the audiences have such a good time. We had a show on Monday night, and we love the audiences that don't know what they're seeing. They're usually audiences that go to TDF or TKTS and go to that half-price, ticket line and come over, and they don't know what it is. And
how could you not go? Just with Betty Buckley. That would be it for me.
Exactly. Well, that's the audience we love, is that they're like, okay, well, we know Betty Buckley's in it. We don't know exactly what the show is. We didn't read anything about it. And they go on this journey with us, and it is so much fun. They laugh and laugh, and you hear people talking back constantly, like, no, don't. They like speak back to the
stage.
They don't want things
does.
To happen.
It has a lot of laughs. The show is filled with funny laughs and inside.
And it's totally uncomfortable. Like, there's, moments where you're just like, you want to squirm in your seat because of what's going on stage. And
you're like, hey, wait a minute. This is wrong.
Yeah, you've just got to come and jump in and go on the journey. And a lot of times, New York theater critics, they don't want to go on the journey. They want to just sit back and,
It reminded me of, I got to say, the early 80s. There was a lot of performance art type theater. Now, if you think along the lines of throwing reality out the window Little Shop of Horrors.
Mm-hmm.
That would never have made it to Broadway. It started out in a small theater. It was a great show.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
reality-wise, it's about a man-eating plant.
Exactly.
And so once you throw that out, you know, that's the terrific thing. White's Lies at www.whiteslies.com. Rena Strober, I know that you have to get going because you're a big-time star. You have
I have commercial auditions to go to.
You have commercial auditions to go to, Ms. Rena Strober, you big-time star. This show will be archived, Rena. I'll email you when it's up, and then whoever missed it can re-listen to it. But do you have anything you want to add? And then what I'll do is I'll play a song, one of your songs, to play you out the door. So
wonderful. You can do my way. No, what do I want to add? I love, love, love you, Nancy. I love the Friars. I love that we're both Lady Friars. And
on the softball team and waiting to see if we got a game today.
And the softball team. Woo! And I just hope people all come out to see White's Lies, to support
me and
to help me pay my rent, but also to come and laugh. And there's a bar. And the best part about this theater is there's a bar, two bars in the theater. And
you can bring your wine in.
Not only can you bring your wine and hard liquor into the theater, but they will serve you at your seats. The waitresses will walk
Nobody
up and down the
that.
Aisles.
I wish I knew
they walk
that.
Up and down the aisles. You place your order, and then they'll bring it to you at intermission.
Now that's
Does it
theater.
Get any better? Does it get any better?
It
no.
doesn't get any better. The chat room isn't letting you off so easy. They said, great show, Rena.
Thank you. Tell people definitely keep in touch with me. When you go to my website, there's a place that says contact. You can email me.
You can buy
I'd
her CD, even better. Buy a couple. Give
please. My mother would love to get them out of her basement. We've got boxes
www.renastrober.com, and you can see some of her cute little clips there. I know you got to head out the door. I tell you what I have up here because of ASCAP things. I went for the more obscure songs. I'm going to close with Shiver Me.
I love that. That's one of my favorite Tom Waits songs.
It's a Tom. Oh, I love Tom Waits. Oh,
yeah,
this
Tom
is it.
Waits.
This is from Tom Waits. Even better.
That's a Tom Waits song.
Ladies and gentlemen,
recorded that too.
This has been Rena Strober. Now you're gonna watch this woman because she's a meteor on the rise, and you're gonna
Beautiful.
Love her wherever you go. Do you have any other shows after this coming up that we should plug?
Not yet.
Cross no, just go to her website and register so you're constant touch with what's going on with Rena.
Absolutely.
RenaStrober.com. White's Lies is the name of the play. Oh, I better say the name of the theater.
New World Stages.
What is it?
New World Stages on 50th and 8th Avenue.
New World Stages. Go check it out. White's Lies. All right, Rena. Thank you for being a guest on Comedy Concepts. We're going to play you off with Shiver, and people will be able to listen to this anytime because it gets archived.
You're the best.
Mr. Mom
H-R-I-A.
And my whole chat room, thank you for tuning in, and we're going to play you out on Shiver. Bye, Rena.
Bye, Nancy.
Leaving my family, leaving all my friends. My body's at home, but my heart's in the wind. Well, the clouds are like headlights on a new front page sky. My tears are cold water.
Was awesome, Rena. My guest today, Rena Strober, fantastic singer. For those of you who missed a lot of this, you can hear it. It's archived, and she's just fun. She's just a fun guest. Go see her in White Lies. I'm trying to see, do I have any more of her music up here? I'm just trying to find something else, and I don't know if I played it. Okay, let me see. I'm all right. Bear with me while I'm looking through a thing. Rena Strober can be seen in White Lies on Broadway. It's just refreshing. I mean, it's nice to go see some escapism kind of plays, and it's a great play. Oh, I know. I missed one. Okay, did I miss this one? Here's another Rena Strober song. I think it's Make Me a Kite, I believe is the title of it. So she may be gone and off to her big-time auditions, but her music plays on. Here, listen, another one I just found on the set here.
When the sky is bright, the eye of a bird, sings to me a lullaby, and it sets my spirit free. Then I run to the top of the hill, and I throw my arms out wide, and I wish so hard my heart might break for someone to make me a kite. Make me a kite. Let me fly to the top of the sky, and then let me come down safe again. When the night is wearing its darkest face, and the world is like a storm, and the people are make me feel I'm all alone.
Well, that was the lovely and talented Rena Strober. I think we played almost all her songs today. Go see her in White's Lies. You can get more information at www.whiteslies.com. This has been Comedy Concepts, and great show. If you want to get her CD and support the arts, buy Supporting the Arts, buy her CD. Please buy her CD. It's at www.renastrober.com. I know, my chat room's still open. Oh, Mr. Mom, you're hanging in there. Chat room, yes, it's off-Broadway technically, but it's a Broadway quality show with an all-star cast. White's Lies, she plays so many different people. I was hysterical falling out of my chair. Well, I think it's time to come to a close of our show because this has been the Rena Strober Hour. And I want to thank you all for listening in. Remember, this show is archived. If you missed any part of it, you can hear it again. All right, let me leave you with something nutty. And just to throw it in there, a little nutty something I wrote. For my son.
I wake up in the morning,
thank you for listening.
Didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. Make me. Cray to the Z. No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke. I can take some meds. But I can't smoke. Make me. Cray to the Z. Make me. Cray to the Z.
Thank you. This is Nancy Lombardo and Comedy Concepts. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.